Coach's Corner, stormlakeradio.com, and now a Sioux Central girls basketball preview, and for that, happy to have Rebels coach Al Vasher. And Al, how would you sum things up? I'll ask you about the Jamboree here at Storm Lake High School, which you just finished up playing in here in a little bit, but how has the preseason gone for you so far?
Well, right now we're kind of a young team, so we wouldn't mind having a few extra days of practice here. 2 weeks just seems to go by pretty quickly, but you know, with the 2 weeks we've had, we really feel like the girls have come a long way. They're learning a lot, and there's a lot more left to learn, and there's a lot more that we need to get better at, but we really like the direction we're headed right now, and most importantly, the girls are really working hard.
23-13 here at the Jamboree. It came out on top over Storm Lake. How would you sum that up?
It was a great learning experience for us. We, you know, again, I allude to the idea that we were pretty young coming into the season. So tonight we actually had three freshmen with us, and they all did a great job, and all the girls did a great job. But, you know, we use this as a learning experience. We got a lot accomplished. We saw a lot tonight that we hadn't seen in practice yet, and that was just really important to us.
Well, you're bringing back 18 points per game in Danny Betcher from a season ago. So what do you look for from her this year?
We really, from Danny, you know, of course, if we can get 18 a game and replace the 25 a game we lost between Nick and Kinsey Cooney and Jill Fonlander and Kara Clausen and Anita Salmeron. If we can replace those 25 with her 18, that'd be great. You know, if she can score, you know, even if she scores less, but the team can keep our points up where we need it, if she can keep her teammates involved, she really, you know, scoring, you know, she's going to get her shots, she's going to play, she's just got to be able to keep her teammates involved, and we got to get her some help.
Going further down the roster line, you were telling me beforehand, due to injuries and illness you're having to contend with here before the season gets underway, some younger ones will be seeing a few more minutes than they normally would early on here, but let's have you go through some more names that'll be part of the mix for you this season.
Well, I always hate when you ask me this because I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody. But we have three seniors out, Cammy Smith, Sid Vanderhoff, and Jenny Sievers. And right now Jenny's out. You know, we have our juniors. Amy Rayner, she got injured last year, but she came back this year. We really look for good things from her. She's a post player for us. Michaela Bjork, a junior, also was injured last year, came back this year, has really done a lot of really good things for us in practice. Of course, you have Danny. Then you have Shara Smith, who we're looking for from some three-pointers and some guard play for us and some leadership there. Regan Sylvester right now is on the injured reserve, but when she comes back, we're looking for, you know, just a really good athlete there. And then we kind of go down into our sophomores a little bit. You know, we got Kaylee Brown. Haley Beckman was not here tonight. And Madison Sylvester, you know, those girls will probably be called on to give us some good support minutes here or there. You know, and it just kind of depends on each night out. Our freshman class, we're really excited about our freshmen. We don't have a ton of post players. We don't have a ton of size, but they all have a lot of energy, and they got motors that just run all night and all day. So it's just, they're just a really fun group too, and we're just really happy with all of our girls. We have a junior that, you know, we have a couple girls that came out this year that haven't been out in the past, and you know, it's just nice to see kids staying involved and staying active. So you know, we'll see how it goes when we roll the ball out on Monday. But you know, right now we're probably going to need, you know, as many people as we can just to help us out.
So I know the numbers are good for the program.
Right now, this year we had 23 girls go out. We have four girls right now that are injured or not, you know, healthy to play. So we're down to 19, 20 for practice every day. So our numbers are really good. We're really happy with the numbers we have. We think we have, like a lot of schools in the area, most schools, we have really good kids, and we're really excited about the kids we have. And they're fun to watch. They're great to coach. And we just, you know, appreciate them coming out and putting the time and the effort.
What do you foresee as your stronger areas collectively being this year, and ones that can use the most building?
I think right now, and I think it was evident tonight, I think when we don't foul, our defense is pretty good. I think our girls know how to play defense. They play defense well when they're not fouling, when they keep their hands off. I think our greatest area of concern right now is just where our points going to come from. Like I said before, we lost 25, 26 points a game and about 15 rebounds a game from last year's squad, just in graduation. And, we're just trying to find out where they're going to come from. And we really don't, it's not that we need three girls to average 15. We need, five girls to average six. We need, five or six girls to average eight, and then, hopefully have one or two up there in the 12 to 15 range each game and can be consistent for us. So right now, we're just going to have to share the wealth a little bit and figure out who's going to be on that night. And, maybe if we get some decent coaching, we'll be all right.
I think the coaching will be okay, just a hunch. But, that just spreading the wealth scoring will definitely go a long ways. And Twin Lakes Conference, there's going to be, again, a handful of tough teams to contend with this year. Where do you feel you can stack up when all is said and done?
Wow, that's always a really tough question, because I'd love to tell you that, we could, we should be up there at the top. But the truth is right now with the inexperience we have, I'm really not sure where we're going to finish. I think a lot of teams have gotten better this year. And then, of course, you got Pocahontas, 3A state champion, runner-ups the year before, state champions last year. I mean, you got Newell in there every year. The last 2 years, we've had three teams from our conference go to the state tournament in three different classes, and that's just, that's a quarter, that's 25% of our conference making the state tournament. Mm. So, you look at that, and you're like, okay, we got a long road to go to make it to that, but at the same time, we're doing a lot of really, really good things. So we'll see how it all pans out, and it is what it is.
Sioux Central girls basketball, they'll be opening up the season this coming Monday, November 21st, hosting Spirit Lake. And some words from Rebels coach.
You said that last year.
Good challenge right out of the gate.
Yeah, I got to talk to AD about that scheduling issue, man, on Monday, open up with Spirit Lake, but yep.
Yeah, Lakes Conference opponent right off the bat. And Coach Vasher, thanks a lot for your time. I look forward to seeing you several times as the year goes along. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Ryan.